Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Tom Brady lights up in these opportunities. Here's one for Jones. What a grab. Now time is an issue. 8 seconds remain. Third and goal. And touchdown, Rashad White. 44th career comeback in the fourth quarter or overtime. The most all time now.
Just like we drew it up. Just like we drew it up.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. We are right there. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. You can download the podcast. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yes.
We got so much going on. We're giving away $10,000 a day on the KJM 10K a day giveaway. You wait for the winning word of the hour, 10 past the hour, 9 minutes from now. You hear it, you text it to 777-000. You enter for your chance to win $2,500. We've given away $185,000 so far during the contest. Good morning, guys.
What's good?
What's good
morning,
is,
Max.
Tom Brady's comeback. Just
Was it a comeback?
Yeah, it was a comeback down two touchdowns.
I'm starting to feel different, though.
Why?
Did Tom Brady win the game or did the Saints lose the game?
They were losing.
I'm starting to feel like Tom Brady does this on purpose. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just going to play bad. I'm not going to do what. Watch this. I'm just going to do this. And
he's toying with us.
Yeah, because you know what's going to happen.
You know, it's funny when you say.
I went to sleep at 16-3, and I knew when I woke up it was going to be different.
See, okay, so I'm keeping myself awake last night. We get up very early in the morning. I'm keeping myself awake last night because I know he is coming back. Like people, everyone I know, because I'm the cliff guy, text me, oh, he finally fell off the cliff. And I'm thinking, now I'm the guy going, not so fast. And sure enough, what's crazy, and Jay brought it up earlier in the show, he throws the game winner. They call it back because of holding. He throws another game winner.
They actually move it back 5 yards.
Right.
It was like a penalty for holding. Like it's. Look, man, last night to me was the most predictable game of all time. I mean, it's just you know what's going to happen. Now, does that make me believe that the Bucs are going to go on some kind of miraculous run if they win the inner? I love that song, though. That's a legendary song. Yeah. Can I say that? Anyway,
no.
I just did. It doesn't make me believe that the Bucs are going to go on some kind of miraculous run when they get to the playoffs, though, Max. Like, I still think that this team is marginal at best.
I think they could win a playoff game.
Right, though, Key?
No, they might be.
I mean, I know you get in the tournament, anything can happen, but if you're betting on it.
If I'm betting, I'm probably still betting on Brady and them.
Really?
Yeah, because you get in, you just, man, you get a game. They're going to get a game at home. So that means that they're going to be the fourth seed, which means four plays. What is four play? Five?
Mm-hmm.
Four plays five. Oh.
Yeah, Cowboys. But you know what? Thank you.
Like, oh.
Listen, here's why that's a terrible matchup. Because you have that pass rush against the no offensive line, right? But don't let – could you imagine if Dak Prescott with that defense, that offense, the whole thing, loses to Tom Brady in the first round of the playoffs? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, if four plays five and the Cowboys – pull a cowboy thing, which many of you people like Max and Jay are hoping that they do, and Stephen A, then the Bucks win. Now they go on to greater things. And when you think about teams that's in the hunt, like Washington sitting at 7-4-1, Detroit at 5-7, Green Bay and Atlanta both 5-8 with outside chances to get in. It'll be interesting to see, though. But the Bucs win that division, and they play five. Whether they get the Eagles or Dallas, that's going to be a tough one to get over.
Exactly. The game was an ugly game last night. And I know that you have to find ways to win in the trenches. And, you know, we're going to applaud Tom Brady for that miraculous 2 touchdowns in 5 minutes. If you're the Saints, you're looking at this thing, man, saying – how many times do we give this one away? Like Mark Ingram, instead of running out of bounds with 6 minutes left to go on 3rd-and-7, like get the first down, punish somebody physically. Taysom Hill, catch that ball. Even though it's across the middle, the game is over. So I hear what you guys are going to say. Some things always work out for some guys and some things don't work out for other people. But it does feel like
But you know why it works out, Jay? It works out. Well, if Taysom Hill does it, if that guy does that, but if Tom Brady doesn't throw, as you said, it gets called back. You move back 5 yards. Okay, GOAT, let's see you do it again. Boom, does it again. Right? It comes down to that. Lots of things happen. Remember I said Taylor Heinicke as a Giants fan even? I just had to tip my cap. Game was over. I said 4th and 13. It was 4th and 4. And they have their hands on him. Game over. And he gets the ball off, and he finds the target, and the receiver makes a play. And that's why the Giants didn't win that game. Anything else you want to say, it went this way or that way, decisions. But Taylor Heinicke made that play. Tom Brady made the play when he had to make the play.
I get it, though, Max. They won the game. But sometimes how you win the game matters, man. It's not like the Bucs have been dominating people over the last several games.
But they lost
to the Browns on a really hard
fought
game.
I understand what you're saying. It matters how you win. It really doesn't because this is Tampa.
I disagree.
This is who Tampa is. They're not going to all of a sudden just turn on this switch. They're going to play and win. They've been doing this ugly winning. Last year they did ugly winning. This year they're doing ugly winning. And they're going to wind up winning this division. And they're going to win it ugly. And then all of a sudden, that team that comes into Raymond James Stadium is going to look up and be like, oh, we got this. They're not good. And then you look up, it is 6-3 at halftime.
So you think they're, yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see about the division. At 49ers, it'll be an interesting game coming up.
Yeah, that'll be a good game.
With Purdy and Kyle Shanahan.
I know I'm a broken record. It's not sexy answer. When you lose your offensive line, as the Bucs did, the whole thing, right? Because the right guard, who's excellent, Marpet, retires. Then Jensen, the center, gets hurt. Then your left guard signs away. That's the entire interior of the line. Now, Wirfs, who's an all-pro, gets hurt. You don't have an offensive line. The fact that they're 6-6 is kind of miraculous without an offensive line. But if these guys, the backups, learn to play together, get more experience, you get one or two guys, you know, if you get a guy off an injury, come back, things can be different.
Okay, so you're saying they're going to beat the 49ers? In San Francisco?
I love Jay when he does that. You say something, the first thing he want to try to do is tell you. So this is what you're saying?
No. When you say it, but then you don't know what games are in front of them, that makes you think about it. Let's go through the games.
I would say the 49ers would be rightly
favored. Would you give the 49ers the advantage in that game at home?
Yes, come on, man.
With Purdy?
I would. Yes.
I mean, it could be. All right, then home versus the Bengals.
Tough. But they could win either one of those games.
I would give the edge at home versus the Bengals. I'd give the edge to the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I would give the edge to the Bengals.
I would give the edge to both their opponents so far, but again, you're not.
No, the reason I would give the edge to Cincinnati, I mean to Tampa against Cincinnati, is because Tampa, they're not getting run out of the building. So they're going to make Cincinnati play their style, which is ugly, not good, sloppy. They're going to make Cincinnati play that way. And they got a secondary, I believe, that can cover and do what they need to do on the defensive side of the ball against those three receivers. And they got a front that can potentially get to the quarterback coming with the way Bowles likes to dial up the blitzes and do things like that. So that's the only reason why I would say I'm going to give them the edge.
Okay.
But, I mean, either one of those games, Jay, you're right. They should be the underdog both games. But it's not like those are unwinnable games. You know, they do have a lot. By the way, we're just talking about AD. There's a difference between a guy where you go, but AD's been brittle and the chances are and blah, 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 and they're not using him right and he's not this and that. And there's a difference between saying that and it's impossible. It wasn't impossible that AD could come back like this. And when you look at the Bucs roster, lots of things have to go right, so it's unlikely. But it's not impossible. It's in there somewhere. We just talked about this. Like, it could potentially, theoretically, it could be unlocked.
So what's the ceiling?
Tom Brady don't lose to people like Joe Burrow, though. He's just not going to let Joe Burrow come in there and just do him.
So Joe Burrow kind of does everybody.
Here's a question I'll ask you both then. If you're saying that, it's in them, it's in there somewhere in them, right? What are the Bucs' ceiling?
Max? Super Bowl win.
Really?
Yeah, that's
your ceiling for the Bucs this year after watching them play is a Super Bowl win.
They have to get some guys back on the offensive line.
I think you're crazy.
I mean, they did bring in Shaq Mason. And they did, and like, you know, Wirfs would have to come back, and they would have to get a little. They'd have to be a little better on the line, and then they have the talent on offense and defense.
Is there anybody who's played a sport that's picking the Bucs to win the Super Bowl?
Well, he didn't pick them. He just said the ceiling.
Are you agreeing that their ceiling is a Super Bowl win?
Well, I mean, all teams' ceilings are the Super Bowl.
No, not all teams.
Stop.
That's the
don't
point.
Don't hear the politically correct answer.
Wait, Key, that's the point. Not all
John
teams.
Correct answer.
Not all teams have the Super Bowl ceiling. This one does.
No way.
First of all, you got to get in the playoffs. That's number
so
one. That
all
eliminates.
Teams, all teams that's getting in the playoffs, they don't have a Super Bowl ceiling?
I would say yes. You have to
okay,
give them
you just
some
said
tiny chance.
Okay,
you just said
in this
division. No.
Make up your mind, Matt.
No, wait, hold on. Let me show you the difference. Yes, theoretically they do. But last year's Commanders were not – was it last year or 2 years
we're
ago?
We're not talking about last year.
Yeah, but I'm saying we're not going to win the Super Bowl.
The Jets get to the playoffs. They going to get to the Super Bowl?
No.
All right.
Now, I'm going to stop y'all and y'all okay. – hold on now. Michael Irvin said, hold on. I'm going to stop y'all dead in y'all tracks with that.
Yeah, hold on now.
If they make it to the playoffs, the Jets
– yeah.
Just that defense. Okay. Just telling you.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, you know
just
what?
White, example.
No, you know what? He's right. You could say the ceiling.
If Berrios catch that football in the end zone,
yeah, they're talented.
They win the game.
Yeah, okay, agreed. Okay. You know what?
Well, I was asking him.
I stand corrected. You're right. They are talented enough. Some teams are and some teams aren't. This Bucs team is.
What makes you believe that this Bucs team is going to reach the pinnacle of getting this?
I just look at I'm weighing the talent if they're healthy on offense and defense.
Can I tell you what you're doing?
They have weighty talent on both sides of the ball.
I think you're overcompensating.
Yes, you
I think you're going
Jay.
Back to when you told Tom Brady he would fall off the cliff, and now you're trying to overcompensate and go the complete opposite direction.
I'm thinking, honestly, this is what I'm doing. I'm putting myself in a position. The playoffs are starting. The Bucs have either popped, let's say, the Bengals or the Niners. They're not going to win, but they win ugly games somehow. And so they have a couple wins like that. They get to the playoffs. Now they're starting. And I'm going into, as a fan, watching a playoff game. Tom Brady is playing. Whoever else that is, I'm like, oh, man, the Bucs.
So
like, that other team's worried about Tom Brady.
So, fanboy, Max.
Yeah.
Did you think, and don't sit up here and lie to me right now and lie to the audience. Please don't. Yeah. Because I would hate to have to call you a liar.
Go ahead.
Did you think Cincinnati was going to the Super Bowl because they made the playoffs last year?
I
don't you dare.
Hold on.
Don't you fix your lip.
I didn't think. Wait. I didn't think they were going to the Super Bowl, but they were absolutely a team that could because they had Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase. 100%.
Don't do that.
Dances around it.
Wait.
Don't
Key.
Do it.
You just told Jay if there's a difference between picking a team and saying they could do it. I didn't pick them, but I thought they could do it. Absolutely, because that's the type of dude Joe Burrow is, and you give him weapons, it's a problem.
There's no way you thought in hell that they were going to the Super Bowl because you didn't think they was going into Cincinnati to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Cincinnati was going to
beat
Kansas
City Chiefs.
If you
go back and listen, I gave them a shot because Burrow is that type of dude. Yes, I did. And by the way, so is obviously Brady. That's why I give them a shot.
So if
they're
I play
a talented
this,
team
so
with
I have,
a gangster
if I play
quarterback.
If I play this audio from First Take that I have on my phone that was just sent to me, should I play it? And then if it
says,
I'm picking Kansas City Chiefs.
No. You just said
Be quiet, man. Let me push the button.
Push the button, please. You'll see exactly what I said. You guys
I already heard it, though.
You guys constantly do this. I make a very clear statement.
You
take it either
statements.
As you take it as either plus or minus. So if it sounds like I'm plus something, therefore I'm picking them. No.
So Max,
Key, you just explained to Jay there's a difference between picking a team and saying they can't.
No,
do it.
I understand. I'm just joshing along and
you're
having
joshing.
Fun.
You're
so
pushing
Max,
my buttons.
You think the Bucs can beat the Eagles?
Can they? Sure. Yeah, they can.
You think they can beat the Cowboys, too?
By the way, you hear my voice? Sure.
But I know what we can do. If they can't, though, I know what we can do. We can give some money away. That's what we can do.
It is 13 past the hour. It is time for the 10K giveaway.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word of the hour, text 777-000 is survival. S-U-R-V-I-V-A-L, survival. Shannon wants me to tell you that tomorrow, if the last day.
Yeah, December 7th. Tomorrow's the last day we're giving away.
If the last day.
Tomorrow is the last day.
Tomorrow is the last
day. Yes, December 7th.
Yes.
Giving away $200,000.
So we've already given away
$185,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Taken directly out of Jay's paycheck. It was so generous of you, Jay.
Yes. Love the piece
of paycheck. Out of his NIL money.
It's such a conniving laugh you just had right there.
His signing bonus with Duke barely covers this. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Signing bonus. They gave it to him all up front.
Signing bonus from Duke.
All right, Key, let's do an abbreviated version of these real rankings. Let's fly through them because we got stuff to talk about.
Right through them.
Rip through them.
Number 7, the Cincinnati Bengals. I like what they're doing. They beat up on the Kansas City Chiefs. That's a good one for them. Minnesota at 6. They took care of the Jets in a nice dogfight up in Minnesota. Kansas City, they dropped it to Cincinnati, but you heard what my good buddy A.J. Hawk said. You can't get caught in the moment. Cincinnati is a better team. I mean, Kansas City is a better team than Cincinnati in my eyes, even though they beat them. Buffalo sits at 4. They took care of business against the New England Patriots. New England scratching their head trying to figure out how can they sneak into the playoffs. Probably not going to happen. San Francisco sits at 3. Despite what you think Jimmy G means to the team, they played against the Miami Dolphins. Miami drops out of my rankings, nowhere to be seen. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Tennessee Titans. A lot of us thought that Tennessee would go in there and give them a real game. Jalen Hurts ended that nonsense. And the Dallas Cowboys took care of our good buddy Jeff Saturday, although the Fighting Saturdays certainly put on a show for or put on a tough test for them on in the first half, and it didn't go so well for them on Sunday night. And that is my real rankings so far.
Yeah, and when you go through it and when you talked about before, Jay, what about the matchups? Dallas with that pass rush, bad matchup for the Bucs. It's a bad matchup. By the way, so the Eagles got a pass rush too. Are the Bengals too low and there's no Dolphins here, Jay?
I would have the Bengals a little bit higher considering they just beat Kansas City and that Joe Burrow has not lost to Kansas City. But once again, these are Key's rankings. You know, his rankings
are very
different.
Where would they go? They're not going to go in front of Minnesota.
I put them in front of Minnesota in a heartbeat.
Even though they put them in front of Kansas City, like how can you put a team like Minnesota that just keeps winning? You can't just say, well, because
not like they haven't lost.
It's not, you can't just put them in front of them because they're winning.
But I also wouldn't have San Francisco so high, especially considering what happened with Jimmy G.
I don't think
Brock Purdy and Jimmy G are the same.
I mean, what happened 3 weeks ago? Not even 3 weeks ago, a week ago. And I'm not gonna do like you, Jay, and say some people. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna say there was concerns about the schedule that San Francisco was playing from a defensive side. And I was trying to tell everybody, doesn't matter. I don't care that they played Arizona and the Rams and took care of business against them and the New Orleans Saints. I don't care.
Yeah.
They took a high-octane offense of the Miami Dolphins and just completely just bottled them up.
Yeah, but
they got the one big chunk run. They got a miscommunication on the deep crosser to Tyreek Hill for the touchdown. Other than that, lights out. So their defense is carrying them along with Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel and Kittle is in the lineup. I'm just telling you, don't sleep on Brock Purdy. I know that it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Those quarterbacks that played in replace of Jimmy G in the past were god-awful, and the team wasn't good.
James in North Carolina, 888-SAY-ESPN. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 729-3776. What do you think, James?
Good morning. Good morning. How y'all fellas doing this morning?
What's up,
good
James?
Good morning.
Good, good, good. Mr. Keyshawn, I'm going to call you Mr. Keyshawn. I'm going to call you
I
Mr.
Like
Keyshawn.
I like that.
Your list this morning, man, is I disagree with it. There's no way you can put a 9-3 team in front of the Philadelphia Eagles. They 11-1. This same team you got in front of them, the Dallas Cowboys, came to Philadelphia, and the Eagles up 20-0 at halftime. And I know a whole lot of people said Dallas came back.
Cooper Rush was playing quarterback, man. The Dallas Cowboys, since Dak Prescott's been in the lineup, they're the number one scoring team in the National Football League since he's been in the lineup. So there's some credit that goes to that for me. Now, I could switch it out, really, and not be wrong. I could, but because Philly has to go to Dallas, I think this will stay the same till they reach each other.
If you look at point differential, which I do sometimes because it tells you how many points overall a team is scoring versus giving up, right? The Vikings have a point differential of 10. They've outscored opponents by 10 points throughout the entire season, meaning their 10-2 record is, you don't want to call it lucky, but they're winning a lot of close games. The Cincinnati Bengals have outscored opponents by 57 points this season. They're significantly better than the rest of the league, most of the rest of the league. And the Cowboys and Eagles, Cowboys actually have a greater point differential than the Eagles, but they're both enormous. Eagles have outscored opponents by over 112 points, and the Cowboys by more than that, by a little bit, 127 points. So, like, the Eagles and Cowboys are fundamentally, when you dig into it, a lot better than most other teams. A lot better. Dennis in Delaware.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. Keyshawn, I love the rankings. You surprised me today, but you came through. You didn't cave into that Jalen Hurts jersey that's hanging in your closet. Okay, here's the thing. Micah Parsons is the best player on the best team in the NFL. This guy is a monster, okay? Between the sacks, stopping the run, almost picking off little screen passes. I mean, he's playing like Javon Kurse, J.J. Watt combination. Okay, when these two teams meet, now they're going to meet on Christmas Eve, December 24th. The Cowboys are going to wreck the Texans and Jags the next 2 weeks, and the Eagles will wreck the Giants and the Bears. In Texas, the Cowboys will be a touchdown favorite, no doubt. I mean, you got it right, Keyshawn. I thought you were going to cave in, but I really appreciate it. The other thing is Miami, too.
All right, wait, Dennis, there's no more other thing. We have things to do, Dennis. That's all. That's the thing. Dennis already said the thing. You can join the Dr. Pepper call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Coming up, you're going to continue to weigh in on Key's real rankings after
this. It's a real ranking, and it's good.
It's a real ranking. It's not a fake ranking, that's for sure.
Yeah, Jay.
I didn't even say anything.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, you can continue to weigh in on Key's Real Rankings. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We got Max Duggan coming up a little bit later. Just like there are a lot of Keyshawns after Key, after I hosted Around the Horn, Jay, suddenly there are Maxes everywhere all those years ago. Many Max. My mother invented that name. It was all right. Roman Harper, SEC Network and Super Bowl champ, is on with us now. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Max? I feel the same way. It's a lot more Romans than when I was growing up, too, bro. I was the only Roman in my hometown I was in like eighth grade. And now Romans, like Romans. I see a lot more now. It's not that common.
Got a Roman.
It used to be a lot more less common.
Succession, the show, Roman, yeah, big time.
Look at that. All because of Roman Harper. Did the committee get it right, Roman?
You know, the biggest question is always, you know, and you can say yes and you can also say no. And it's going to come down to, are the four best teams or the four most deserving teams? That's what it comes down to. So if you want to say the four most deserving teams, then yeah, I'll accept that. That's fine. I'm cool with that answer. The four best teams, then that's debatable. The things that you saw all year long, especially the way Ohio State lost that last game at home, is really just a bad look when you know you have the biggest rivalry game, the one game that everybody expects and wants you to win at home, to get drummed by like 25 or 23 points. That's just not a good look. I don't care who that team is.
Well, if it's the most deserving team versus the better team, is Ohio State more deserving than Alabama and Tennessee, even though Hooker gets hurt? We saw what South Carolina did once he went down. And in Alabama against Tennessee, Bryce Young coming back off of his injury against Tennessee, but yet and still, he played pretty damn good against Tennessee. So is Ohio State really deserving?
You know, it's really hard. You know, Key, I don't want to be the one, because everybody's going to say I'm just a Bam. You know what I mean? Being from there, playing school there. But I thought Alabama was the better team, especially what I saw at Ohio State versus Michigan, when they really needed to match up. And it's not like Ohio State blew the doors off of everybody else either. Maryland was an extremely close game. Northwestern had them down until the very end, when Northwestern just didn't have enough. And I know it was bad weather. But these games are expected for where, you know, you're supposed to go out there and handle your business. And majority of the time, and if you always look at it, just look at where the teams are ranking at. And these teams are used to prop up other teams ahead of themselves. That's where the Pac-12 looks so much better this year. Also, Penn State is one of those teams that is in a top 10 team, where now it looks great for Ohio State to get that win. Also, Michigan getting the same win versus that team. So overall, to answer your question, Keith, no, Bama's better. And I would also understand if people from Tennessee had an argument too. But Joe Milton, we'll see, especially the way he came in and filled in against Vanderbilt. But they do say that injuries do count or go into their mindset when they rank these teams.
Super Bowl champion, SEC Network analyst Roman Harper joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Roman,
you almost put it first.
Roman, I wanted to ask you about something that
he almost slipped J. Will, Keyshawn, and Max.
Has been going on for a while, Roman, I wanted to bring up here.
Trying to steal the show, okay.
Because, frankly, I don't like that we refer to college athletic as college athletics anymore. It's semi-pro sports or pro sports to me. And with everything happening with name, image, and likeness, with everything happening with the transfer portal, I've seen this in college basketball for a while now, where coaches or people on their staff are actively recruiting people on other teams while they're in season. How much of this where are we going with this whole thing? How do you view NIL and the transfer portal?
You know, so Jay, I always thought NIL was going to be the big shakeup in college sports, or this space right now. And I don't think that's it. The transfer portal is where it's at. The transfer portal has completely leveled out the playing field. And really, not everybody's kind of scrambling, because you're always trying to recruit your own players. And the moment you don't, and the moment you can't show or have them buy into the vision that you have for them at your own school, dude, they're out. They don't have to stick around anymore. And because of the lack of transparency in the deals of the NIL, because the coaches and the administrators don't know. So if I walk in one day and say, you know what, Jay, I'm getting $250K from this team or somebody else, coach, you don't even know if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. You have no idea if that deal is even on the table.
Basically, so now the playing field is leveled now. Like, they have some rights. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so different. It's so brand new. And we're going to get chaos for the next couple of years. And I'm cool with it, because this should have been going on a long time ago. When college lost, the NCAA lost it to the Supreme Court, they knew they lost that case. They should have started trying to wiggle their – or, like, come off of some of their high spots or positions and started to at least try to share some of these things with the players and all these things. But because they didn't, now we get this. And it's unfair, Jay, because nobody knows what you're going to do. And you're so right about the tampering part of it, because how does one quarterback leave – answer the transfer portal and is already signing with Iowa? So you don't think they were talking before? He just made this decision overnight. It's not happening. So these things will continue to happen. And I don't have the rules, because the NCAA has completely just thrown their hands up and they won't do anything. So How do you do something that we have literally no guardrails?
Roman,
there's no rules, and everybody can just—they're just doing whatever they want.
I was just about to make that point. It's funny. It's almost like Twitter. It's like a virtual government in a degree, but there are no bylaws, right? I can kick you. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, and that's also why you hear, you know, about them trying to hire more of a corporate executive as the leader of the NCAA to kind of create these bylaws to have a governing body about where we go from here. Because frankly, Mark Emmert is not it.
No, he's not at all. And not only that, but so then if you have one big governing body, like you're saying, then underneath that, they need to have at least shell companies, right? So, you know, have an NCAA football one, have an NCAA basketball, have women's have their own, because everybody has their own issues. And it's just continuing to get more and more out of control. That's why, you know, they tried to leave it up to the states. And I'm like, leaving it up to the states to vote something is going to be the worst thing ever, because all it is perception, all right? You got these older white males that are probably voted or elected on within these states to try and tell younger athletes in sports that are dominated by predominantly African-American males or females to say that they can't all of a sudden make money, or we need to cap it at this number. You're like, oh, now we're going right back down the same aisle. And so when everybody's just trying to push the blame on somebody else instead of somebody stepping up and giving us some real solutions and really helping us answer all these questions, because right now, Jay, it's the wild, wild west, bro, and it's only going to get wilder. The transfer portal will only do more. Look, Deion going to Colorado, you already got people throwing their names in a hat, talking about come get me. So and you always have so many people jumping in the portal. And the biggest travesty of it all, guys, is that these young men and women aren't graduating. So many people jump in the portal, and there's only so many spots out of the portal. So when you get in and you're not able to find a team out, now you're not even graduating, which is really, back in the day, the purpose of actually going to college.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Ooh, you said a lot. Boy, the man doesn't like it when things change, does he? The man had his way for a long time, but that day is coming to an end. Roman Harper, SEC Network and Super Bowl champion. Thank you for joining us this morning, Roman.
Thanks, Roman.
Hey, thanks, appreciate Roman. It, fellas. Y'all be good. Key, man, we got to get these Saints right, dog.
Man, I can't, nothing I can do, man. Hey, put it this way. You got two dudes on my show trying to give Baker Mayfield a job in New Orleans.
What do you mean your show? It's the Jay Williams show. You didn't hear Jay Williams before?
Baker Mayfield?
No, they got to move off that. Bad teams find ways to lose, Key. All right, I'm
out. No, I know. I went to sleep. Hey, Roman, it was 16-3 when I went to sleep. I woke up, it was a different story.
Yeah, but Key, when you went to sleep, you knew the outcome, and it wasn't going to be the Saints. 16-3, Brady got this. All right, thanks, Roman.
All right, fellas.
All right, we're going to take your calls on Key's Real Rankings, but Roman told you how he really felt and why Deion is going to turn things around sooner than everyone thinks.
Come get me, Deion.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. TCU quarterback and Heisman finalist Max Duggan joins us at 9:45 a.m. this morning, an hour from now.
Middle of the ocean.
During Sunday's news conference, by the way, Colorado's chancellor, Phil DeStefano, made it clear that Colorado's going to help Deion Sanders stock his football roster by making it easier for CU to recruit players via the transfer portal. Stefano said, and this is a quote, "In conjunction with our faculty partners, we are updating some of our transfer credit review process with a program that seeks to enhance for all prospective transfer students and student athletes, expedited assessments of transfer ability and academic credits from other institutions to be accepted at CU Boulder."
Key, let me say something to you, Key, real quick, because I want to see how you react to this. And tell me I'm wrong.
I will.
Actually, I think you're going to agree. The most important position at any university is the head football coach. Think about that. Most important position at any university is the head football coach.
Well, not at where I went, but yeah,
no, I wouldn't.
Let me finish and tell you why. Well, in Power 5, it says enrollment increases, fanfare increases, the amount of money that the programs make. They're responsible for over hundreds of millions of dollars, which is why you have a school like Colorado who decided to swing for the fences. Their highest paid coach ever in history made, what, 3.4? They don't even have the funds secure yet. And they decided to pay Deion $5 million a year and hire top-tier staff.
They're getting a deal on the $5 million.
1 million percent.
I get what you're saying at the Power 5 schools, but I wouldn't agree with that, and here's why I wouldn't agree with that.
Well, you didn't allow me to finish up. Go ahead. You got it.
No, I did allow you to finish.
Well, let him finish. Go ahead, Jack.
No, go ahead.
Tell me why you disagree. Huh?
Tell me why you disagree.
Well, I disagree because your basketball coach at Duke is higher than anybody at that university.
That's one school. Tell me another.
No, but I'm just saying. That's why I'm saying when you think about it, Jim Boeheim is bigger than Dino Babers at Syracuse.
Yeah, if it's a basketball school,
which is rare. Yeah, certain Kentucky, schools. Duke. So tell me other basketball schools, Key.
Arizona's basketball coach is bigger than Arizona's football coach.
But for the most part,
For the most part, though, but I wanted to.
You can name like five or six college
The reason I wanted
programs.
To say that is because I don't want your people on social media that you communicate with.
No, I'm not worried about anybody on social media. I don't live on that virtual planet.
He is actually upping basketball is what he's trying to do. You're
so
very
true.
Feisty. No, he's trying to up basketball in your
How much
very
power
feisty.
Does Nick Saban have? Are you kidding
no,
me?
But they're, yeah,
How
he got,
much power
he got
has
all
Hugh
power.
Freeze been giving at Auburn?
Like, all the power. A lot of programs, football drives the revenue. There's no question about it. When the football program is doing well, the applications, which is one of the biggest swindles in the history of anything, is applications.
Exactly.
Applications is a cold swindle, man.
Gangster.
You fill out an application, you send in your money, they can accept you or not accept you. Whether it's an apartment building, whether it's a credit card application, whether it's enrollment in school, and then you got to do it again. And again
get you in the drive-thru. They get you in the drive-thru.
TCU's in the FBS. Oh, my God. TCU, I want to go to TCU. Enrollment skyrockets.
Yeah, by the way, you mentioned it. Colorado AD admits that we don't have the money yet for Deion Sanders' contract. But now that they said Deion Sanders, they'll have the money.
Yeah, they got the money. They got the money.
You want to hear? By the way, this is Rick George, Key, Colorado Athletic Director.
Yeah,
listen,
Rick George.
Listen.
We don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece. You know, the support that we got from our regents, our presidents and chancellors to be able to pay him what we think we needed to pay him and his assistants to get him the kind of staff he needs. But, you know, I've said this before, that this is the time for us to put all the chips in the center, and it's time for us to make a significant commitment and so to athletics in this football program. And we had the chancellor on board, we had the president on board, and the regents on board.
Yeah, they just got to meet.
Coach
Deion
Prime
got hired. Prime got hired, what, Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the regents and everybody's meeting tomorrow to sign off on everything.
So
they had to hire him because the portal opened up Monday.
So they got to get that in place. So
they had
can,
to get
yeah,
that
yeah.
taken care of. They got the money.
So Coach Prime, his deal is for this, Key. 5 years, $29.5 million. It's an average of 5.9 per year. That's going to look like a crazy bargain, right? Coach
now.
Is going to make $5.5 million in year one with $200,000 raises each year over the life of the contract. You think he's there for the whole 5 years?
I love Pryor. Pryor said, ain't about the bag. I got the bag.
But I mean, he's going to market everything around it, though. Colorado's going to become
Colorado's relevant. Yeah.
They're relevant. That costs
he's
money.
He's already getting top-notch recruits for the future.
Yeah.
He just the head coach of Kent State, of MAC schools, like top five in offense over the last several years, is now leaving a head coaching job to join Deion at Colorado to become his offense coordinator. There's rumors circling and floating around that Willie Taggart, the former Oregon, Florida State, and FAU coach, will soon join the staff. Dennis Thurman, which was his defensive coordinator at Jackson State, longtime NFL guy, longtime NFL defensive coordinator with Rex Ryan, defensive back coach, tutored guys at the likes of Brian Kelly and Darrell Revis, and a host of other people is going to be on his staff and be his defensive coordinator. So he's got a staff, boy. I mean, he got some stuff there. And like I said yesterday, once USC leaves the Pac-12, they'll still be my team. But in terms of the Pac-12 support that I'll give, it'll Colorado. All run through Colorado.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people are going to feel that way, by the way.
By the way, this is also a sign of things to come in the future. Yo, if you know how to market yourself – and you get people to buy into the culture that you're able to establish, right? And you're going to be a head coach without head coaching experience now. Like, you can do
that. Oh, absolutely. Hey,
this is a trend that will happen more and more.
I want to say it already happened in basketball.
I know.
Hold on. We're talking about Prime now?
No, he's saying what Jay said is this, once this takes off, it won't be no more climb the ladder. They'll be coming and getting Jay out of that seat.
No, I hear you. But there is this little sense that, Deion got to jump in front of a lot of people. No, he went to an HBCU. That is a university.
And
with
if he
a
did jump in front
program.
Of people, so what?
But what do you mean jump in front of people? How? Because he's less experienced, but he does have experience coaching at a high level of college football.
In front of people.
If he jumped in front of people, so damn what?
I get it. I'm just not saying he earned his way there. He turned
nothing
God, into something.
For crying out loud.
Seconds.
He earned his way by he earned his way by being a four-time whatever Super Bowl champion, all-star baseball.
I get everyone saying
he earned
that.
His way.
You could read like people like everyone's
oh,
if you
I,
talk yeah. to people. Okay.
Yeah.
My point is I'm not saying
no, not
did.
Us. The,
I'm saying
talking about the
I'm saying this
clown.
Sense that it, even Key's like, so what if he did? Okay, fine, Key, you can believe that. I'm with you. Co-sign, right? But in addition to that, if you go somewhere and have a lot of success, you didn't jump a line. You got a resume.
Absolutely. But
let
him
say
that. Let him say that. Because it's a whole lot of people I can point to that jump lines.
Right.
That coach professional sports.
Right.
Not collegiate sports. That literally jumped the line.
Yeah. He didn't get a Power 5 school didn't give him like, hey, here's a job.
His dudes in front offices running teams.
Corporate America every damn day.
His dudes is in front offices running teams, Max. You talk about jumping
the
line. They jumped the wall.
Earned his way
there.
I'm
saying other people will be able to do it.
Other people will.
That's
right.
That's okay.
AD was named Western Conference Player of the Week. What's changed? How long can he keep it up? Coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.